Trump tells Congress Iran hostilities terminated on war powers deadline. Washington, President Donald Trump notified Congress on May 1 that the hostilities with Iran, which began on February 28, have terminated. The president's letter came on the 60-day mark of when he formally notified Congress that U.S. forces had entered into combat operations against Iran. The 1973 War Powers Resolution states that, within 60 days of notifying Congress of armed hostilities, a president shall terminate any use of United States armed forces, unless the Congress has declared war or has enacted a specific authorization for such use of United States armed forces. Those 60 days have passed since Trump notified Congress of the military operations against Iran. Washington and Tehran have since entered into a ceasefire. There has been no exchange of fire between United States forces and Iran since April 7, 2026, Trump's letter to Congress states. The hostilities that began on February 28, 2026, have terminated. During a hearing of the Senate Armed Services Committee on April 30, Senator Tim Kaine noted a provision within the War Powers Resolution that states that if Congress has not authorized military action, a president may keep U.S. forces engaged in combat operations for an additional 30 days by certifying to Congress that there is a continued need for such actions. Kaine asked Secretary of War Pete Hegseth if the Trump administration would either seek the 30-day extension or congressional authorization to continue military action for a potentially lengthier period of time. Hegseth said the ceasefire had paused the 60-day timer. "We are in a ceasefire right now, which our understanding means the 60-day clock pauses or stops in a ceasefire," Hegseth said. Kaine replied that he did not believe the Trump administration's interpretation of the 60-day deadline is supported by the language in the 1973 legislation. Speaking with reporters on the White House lawn on May 1, Trump reiterated arguments that the ceasefire with Iran pauses the 60-day clock to allow for potential future U.S. military action. "We're on our way to another victory, a big victory, and I don't think that it's constitutional what they're asking for. These are not patriotic people that are asking," Trump said. While the ceasefire has been in effect, U.S. troops have continued to enforce a blockade of ships attempting to enter or leave Iranian ports. The U.S. Central Command, which oversees military operations in the Middle East, reported that one blockade enforcement action saw a U.S. warship fire on the engine room of an Iranian cargo ship before U.S. troops boarded and assumed control of the vessel. U.S. troops have carried out boarding actions on other Iran-linked ships over the course of the blockade. "There's no pause button in the Constitution, or the War Powers Act. We're at war. We've been at war for 60 days," Senator Richard Blumenthal, another member on the Senate Armed Services Committee, wrote in a May 1 ex post. Blumenthal said the ongoing U.S. blockade represents a continuing act of war. The Epoch Times reached out to the White House for its response to Blumenthal's remarks about the blockade. The White House referred the Epoch Times to Trump's May 1 letter to Congress but provided no additional comment. Washington and Tehran have continued negotiations to expand the ongoing ceasefire into a long-term peace agreement but have seen little progress. As he spoke with reporters outside the White House on Friday, Trump said he remains unsatisfied with the peace terms coming through from the Iranian side. "We're doing everything, in terms of negotiating right now, in terms of the negotiation, telephonically," Trump said. "They made strides, but I'm not sure if they ever get there.